Hello, everybody,
and welcome back to DestoProds.com Platinum Dunes Month. Today, let's watch the Amityville Horror. I'm the Dead Man. Joining me today, as always, we have Bovion.
Hello.
Ninja Kitty is dying or something. So
the
she
thought of Ryan Reynolds' forehead made her nauseous.
Oh, God. Probably just turned to Green Lantern at some point in this goddamn movie. So, yeah, anyway, we're watching Amityville Horror remake. I am dreading this one. So, I once watched this movie before when I was, like, 12. Yeah, that can happen. Oh, wait. I was watching this when I was, like, 12, and I can't remember that much of it.
I watched the original once.
Yeah, I still haven't seen the original. I just watched this one. I remember one scene involving a bullet hole in a finger. But that's about it. So promising. Anyway, we had the movie paused at 46 seconds. The radar pictures logo should have gone away, and you should see a black screen. Then we hit play, wait a couple seconds, and you should see based on a true story appear on the screen in that really shitty, like, default, like, typewriter text. Because, you know, they had access to Adobe Premiere Pro, I guess. You download the trial of that and put it together. Anyway, yeah, like I said, 46 seconds, BLC Media Player. Bovion, are you ready?
I'm ready.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Based on a true story. Seriously, happened to my cousin. No, like a friend of my cousin. Oh God, 1974 was blurry.
If it's anything like the original, the only part that's actually a true story is the flashbacks, murders.
What, not being hypnotized by the test screen thing? Oh my God, it's 3:15! Ah! Oh, religion did it.
Don't you know it was video games?
Yeah, man, Pong just set them off. Because 1974. The Shed convinced me to kill my family.
God, this has to be all kinds of seizure-inducing.
Oh, yeah. We should put, like, a seizure warning at the beginning of this.
We don't have to. We're not showing the video.
Yeah. Wait. The dad didn't move. Like when the mom got shot, the dad did not move. Like, you think hearing a gunshot going off would, you know, merit you to wake up?
He dreams like he's in a fucking war zone. It was nothing new.
He just figured it was another NOM flashback. Would that be a good thing to do? Because 74 is after NOM, right?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, fuck American Wars. Nothing. You want to see my boomstick? Why did that one get so much gravitas put behind it?
I don't know. It's not like we're going to focus on those characters. By the way, the true story part just ended right there. It's done. Yeah. That's it.
That's why there's another title card there. Oh God, it's the new Necronomicon.
I was going to make a Slender joke there.
In bed. I was trying to read the book. Wait. Was his middle name Butch, or was it just a nickname?
I don't know.
Yeah, so he just said, you've had five of them were killed face down their beds. Did they all sleep face down their beds, or did he actually flip some of them over before killing them? Because Native Americans. Spoilers. Okay, so we're now in 1975. That is some pretty modern-day looking hair for 1975. Keep going.
This is not the kind of situation where a kid needs to ask that. They're kissing. A kid that age can understand kissing.
He might be developmentally disabled. I mean, he is wearing a fucking diving mask. And rubber boots. Wait. What do I know that kid from?
No, you don't. How about Fuckface?
Yeah. All right, let's go, Thunder Cunt.
How about Dickweed?
Carl. Wow, he cannot cook eggs.
I don't know if that's supposed to be an omelet or scrambled eggs, but either way, it's wrong.
Yeah, it... Oh, wait, what? Is that Chloe Grace Moretz? That's Hit Girl.
That is Hit Girl. They can make this movie a lot better right now.
Yeah.
Just give her the costume. Have her call some people some cunts. Everyone dies.
Have her kill Green Lantern. Shave that stupid
beard.
Hit
Girl versus Green Lantern. Make it happen.
Yes. That wasn't just creepy at all. Okay, there's just a big disconnect between his face and hair and his clothing.
Yeah. It's like a guy who goes to the thrift store and buys clothes from like 30 years ago.
Yeah. But he's a big fan of Macklemore. And for those who don't know, Macklemore is a rapper who has a hit song called Thrift Shop. It's a really good song.
If a house is that cheap, you should be asking questions.
Yeah. So how many people died here? You look how friendly they are. The real estate agent waved at you. It just made the pants really clash with the top, with like the shirt and suit thing.
That's the '70s.
Yeah, everything must clash. Fuck all of you. Okay, that jacket should be tweed. She just grabbed his ass. It's like, I'm gonna fuck you so hard in this house. You get it? It's
see
like
right
eyes. They're watching with the eyes.
In the week that we leave the kids with the babysitter and have the house to ourselves, I'm going to fuck you in that corner right there.
Yeah. And on these stairs, all the way up them, in that mirror. You foul mouth sack of shit. Wow. That is some damage. everything.
Well, what's the fucking catch?
Yeah. Is that shit black mold? Like, I'm a contractor. I know this shit, okay?
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't notice that.
Yeah, I'm the people call when they want a house inspected.
And contractors know how to get things cheap and sell things expensive. He should have not been like, oh, we're getting such a deal here. He should have been like, there's some mold and shit up here. Can we take it down a couple $100?
Yeah.
That's going to take me time and money to fix.
Yeah, the spring's a bit warped here. And that boathouse looks fucking rusted as balls.
Yeah, it's going to be a safety issue for the children.
Oh, God damn it, fucking ghosts. Don't worry, there was no torture room down here at all.
Anything you could do to get the children in the basement.
Yeah. That is a roomy basement. Speaking of someone who has spent a good chunk of his life in a basement, that's a nice basement. I would totally renovate that shit out. Get like an Ethernet line down there. I don't care if it's the 70s. I'll fucking invent the internet. Just for the purpose of making YouTube. So I can get billions and billions of dollars.
Well, we already mentioned, you know how to make Ethernet cable from seal blubber.
Oh, yeah. We're Canadians. It's what we do. I believe that actress's name is Melissa George. And one thing that I've always disliked about her eyebrows. She has some man-ass eyebrows. They're thicker than Ryan Reynolds. Yes. Oh, God, they're being murdered. I knew it. I mean, oh!
Oh, if your real estate agent is silent, then there's a big catch.
Yeah. We're buying a murder house. That's something that, you know, I can understand, but that I wouldn't be that miffed about. Like, hey, bad things happened here. Okay.
Yeah, guess what? Bad things happen in places. Eventually, yes. It's not like you're going to tear it down because of it.
Yeah, like, people still walk around New York. And other places where tragedy has happened. Like, I'm guessing Hiroshima is still within a relative general location of that place that was blown up. And people still, like, I guess they drive through it. Or not because of nuclear fallout. I'm not sure how that works. Day one. Boop. This should have been 24. Just get fucking Kiefer Sutherland in there. Get to interrogate the ghosts. Where's the bomb?
No, you're broke.
Yeah, we are. By the way, kids, we're eating your sister tonight.
How the fuck did they afford a video camera in the 70s if they're so goddamn poor?
I don't know. They made one. They found it in the basement with the fucking... Oh, hey, did you see that 1 second of the dog barking at the wall? That means that wall is evil.
Dead ass!
Yep. I'm just thinking of something.
The first rule of Fight Club is that you don't talk about Fight Club.
Yeah, that. But, wait, Light Bright? Yeah, Light Bright's in 1974?
Yeah, Light Brights have been around forever.
Fucking hell. Well, he turned into a downer real quick. I mean, did you not see the footage of you earlier being all happy and shit?
He's being a downer about religion.
Of course. That means evil! Or I will beat the fuck out of you. I know I don't hit as hard as your dad, but I can hit more. Those are the worst kind of stepdads, like the ones who just want to be your buddy. Like, hey man, I got video games and stuff. Like, fuck off, you're 40. What was I saying earlier?
I don't know.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So there was a horrible murder in this house where an entire family got dead. And the house got turned around in a year. Does that seem fast or?
No, that's simple.
Oh, great. They have a mirror at the head of their bed. That's just great. How did you not notice you were cold earlier?
No, it's supposed to be a cold spot, which is a ghost phenomenon.
Yeah, I know. But, like, he stepped in there, then looked down for a second, and then got cold.
He's a contractor. He knows that the furnace is running properly. And so, psychosomatically, he got cold.
They gotta find Freddy Krueger's knife glove in there. That'd be interesting. In terms of the ghost haunting this place is Freddy Krueger. Demon alarm clock. Demon alarm clock.
Have I mentioned that I hate ghost movies?
No, you haven't, actually.
Oh, I really fucking hate ghost movies.
Well, every other one is the same.
I know. I helped write one, and it had a lot of new ideas in there. But there were a couple times I'm like, this is a bit cliched. This is really cliched. This has been done 100 times. Ooh, awesome unique page.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That was some good photography there. They managed to just not show nipple.
Yeah. Oh, 315. The demons are coming. Yeah. Which one was going to have the jump scare? Oh, her. Wait, what?
That's got to be a turnoff.
It's like, baby, you got harder. What's going on?
You tell someone about that.
Yeah. It's like, oh, fuck. I just saw a little girl hanging herself at the foot of our bed. Which is strange, because that never happened.
Never happened.
But is her ghost being hanged? That should be a problem. Ghosts can fly
and
shit.
Is her ghost suicidal?
Yeah, is that
even
a thing?
I don't want to be a ghost anymore.
It's like, I'm fed up with this world. It's like, well, you're dead already. Oh, man, I shouldn't have had Taco Bell last night. We call him Big Daddy. Wait, what the fuck did she draw on her Etch-A-Sketch? It looks like a pedophile. Yes, this is Jody. My fucking demon. He who must not be named. What, a-hole? Wait. No Etch-A-Sketch gets erased in one shake.
You gotta shake those fuckers. Like, yeah, really shake them.
Yeah, I hit myself in the face once with one of those trying to erase it.
That's some office.
And wow, of course, he's no one will notice the insane tonal shift in his entire being. Go hit your mom or I'll
kill
you.
What the fuck? That's progressing way too quickly because they're going to drag this shit out.
Yeah.
If you're going to. If you're going to try to drag it out, you have things happen gradually with really slight changes that even the audience might not notice at first.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just go whole hog like that immediately.
Yeah, he saw one hanging ghost and couldn't take a shit, and now all of a sudden he's evil. Where the dog is, I guess. Or she's dead. Who knows? Well, I'm
sorry. The body count rises, the quicker the movie's over.
Yeah. This movie's barely an hour and a half long anyway. So hopefully we have like 25 minutes of credits. What? What?
Is this same boathouse used in Last House on the Left?
I don't know! All I know is that is a shamefully green-screened-in lake. Wait, so did you... Well, I'm sorry, I was chopping firewood. I'm the one who wanted the house that's like... I'm not the one who wanted the house that's like fucking wood-powered. Where did you get that balloon? Did you just have it?
Good point, because it's helium filled too.
Yeah, and helium, it leaves a balloon after a while. It seeps out. Demon! The ghosts of the Amityville house hate army men.
Stuff moving. I only read the script. I've only read the script for one ghost movie that had a good stuff moving scene. I'll tell you about it later.
The door just farted. And the twin show was like, we played forever and ever and ever. Wow. That looked bad. Dude, just piss in the bathtub. The bathtub is safe. It has a sheet covering it.
Even like... You can tell that kid was taking a lot of direction for acting how to pee.
Yeah. I'll kill her wide-angle lens shot. Evil!
Something's gonna happen. What the fuck?
Well, that happened.
I don't understand. Is it haunted because of the family that died? Is it haunted because of whatever caused the family to die? Is it both? Do the ghosts look like they do because of how they died, or is it random? Obviously, it's kind of random because the girl hung herself for no reason.
Yeah. What? So is all that shit moving a dream too? What the fuck? Can the house generate balloons now?
Pennywise lives there.
Smile! For a second there, I thought his pants came off. Armor, gird!
Berbers!
Do you not think to check his kid's room before then? Because, you know, she could have just left a balloon there. Because, you know, she can, like, generate them spontaneously. Well, he dried off quick. Don't kill the dog. Yes.
No, that kid is, for whatever reason.
It's weird, okay? He got wetter!
She knows that Ryan Reynolds is going to go crazy, so she's going to try and kill him, which is going to drive him to insanity.
Yeah, it's a big old mess. What the dick? Here's your bear. I filled him with heroin. Yeah, little known fact, Chloe Grace Moretz, huge heroin addict when she was younger. Well, she went to rehab and is now better. Damn it, not again. How many husbands could fuck me and leave? That escalated quickly. Just, stop it. You're being ignorant. And then, get the fuck away! I'm staring at this wall.
Masturbating.
You should have inspected the house better, you know, since you're a contractor. Well, fuck. And that's why everyone's gonna die. Okay.
Wow, like, he's escalating quickly into the crazy.
And we just jumped fucking 2 weeks into the future. Let's see how you feel after
we've
after
seen no interaction between those two characters so far. We don't know what the norm is.
The jacket looks like shit.
Kid's acting looks like shit.
The kid looks like shit.
Catch 'em all.
Yeah, this house is haunted by Ash Ketchum.
Ryan Reynolds just wants to be the very best, like no one ever was.
Yeah. Why have such a hard time reading that? Like, as in bright letters, right up in your face. Okay, for some reason I thought that was a denim dress. It's like, she's not Canadian.
What thing with the magnets?
Why do you have apostrophe magnets? Like, seriously, like, it was nice enough of, like, the ghost to have, like, grammatical correctness, well, as much as he can. But wait, there's a C on there. Why didn't he use the C for catch? He doesn't work for Netherrealm. Just hanging out in my leather jacket and turtleneck, staring at this wall. Oh. He kind of is. He looks. Yes, but your siblings. Well, too damn bad, you little shit. I will break
your... That
kid's
a little piece of shit.
Yeah. Wow, you hired a whore.
What the fuck?
A real whore.
Did they hire him a prostitute?
I believe so. Figure, hey, bust one out. You might be less of a dick.
They hired him a prostitute. Wow, that got morbid real quick.
Yeah. Wow. Like, is that something that happens to people? Like, oh, a pretty girl. I don't know how to speak English.
That kid probably jizzed in his pants, so.
Yeah. Let's get crunk, bitch. Sipping scissorp in the ride. Look at that little baby bong.
Ah, awesome babysitter.
Yeah. What do you expect when you hire someone who looks like they work the corner? Wait, what? You gotta clean the bowl out.
Well, you just have to do that before the next time you use it.
Yeah,
of course she's hungry. She's high.
I'm just having baggage. You do what? What'd I miss? Yes, that's why I've already married you before revealing this to you. Like, seriously, that speech sounds like the thing you say before proposing. I am so high. I want to fuck this 12-year-old.
Seriously? She's into 12-year-olds? Is that it?
I need an adult!
I am an adult.
Oh, yeah, right. Let's do this, bitch! Fuck yeah! I'm fucking 12 and I'm gonna bust a nut inside a fucking hooker. Wait a minute. That's Canadian wallpaper. There are Mounties on that wallpaper.
Board games, the real babysitter.
Yeah. The time before television and the internet.
Once you failed once, you can't get that shit out of there.
You are... I cannot remember the last time I played Operation. We need to play that. Some point. You must have been a very like short amount of time babysitting the DeFeo kids. That she just mimes
they
out.
They never cover them properly. Why the fuck did they hire this babysitter? Like,
they found her number on like a cork board in the local grocery store.
And they didn't interview her first? These are terrible parents.
Well, only one of them is an actual parent. They're not the step parents. Step parents don't give a fuck. We have different beds. It's not like we're still sleeping on the still. It's like we're sleeping on these still wet mattresses that they died on. You really do. Fucking doggy bag. Rightfully so.
Because you're a terrible babysitter.
You're a terrible person in general. Which one? He has like 7.
She's going to get murdered. Yay!
You won't like Jody when she's angry.
Little girl doesn't give a fuck.
Wait, why did they have to run over? The guy
Jody's going to kill her and I don't care.
Yeah.
The dolls know.
Yeah. Well, hey, there's a trope we haven't seen before because in every other movie. The bleeding light fixtures. Girl got some strength behind her. Because after you die, like, you lose all limits. Oh! Wow! I'm telling Dad you did this. Well, that's one down.
Seriously, you know you're moving into a house where people got murdered and you're not asking things like, what were the names of the kids? When your kid's like, I have an imaginary friend named Jody.
Yeah. We need to start beating them. It's the 70s. We can do that now. Like you. And him. The fuck did you just say to me? Yo, two grown-ups died in our room. So suck it the fuck up, bitch. Yes, go sleep in the room where you know children were murdered. Dude, just get your belt off. It's 70s. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. You know you want to.
Yeah, there's no escalation with Ryle Reynolds' performance. It's just flip-flop.
Yeah. Wait, what happened to... Did they see all the damage that was done? Like, you know, the ripping, like the walls being ripped apart, like the floor cracking, the blood dripping out of lighting fixtures? Did the ghosts clean that up?
They're polite.
Yeah. It's like the Cat in the Hat, you know. You can have as much fun as you want, just be sure to clean your mess up afterwards.
Here's the thing. Why was he freaking out of the two boys and not the girl who clearly had something to do with it?
Because he already hates the boys. Wait, why is he chopping his wood in his pajama pants?
So that we can see his abs.
Why not wearing pants? You know, why PJ pants?
I don't know.
It seems like something you wouldn't want to wear while chopping
wood.
Where
are the flies? When are the flies going to get here?
When is the passage of time? Well, seriously, this movie like jumps all the fuck over the place. And Ryan Reynolds just spent all day chopping wood.
It seems like it.
Thank God I live in the 21st century. I hate chopping wood. Ha! And thus we see where he got his jokes for the Green Lantern movie.
Dude, not cool.
Yeah. The vents are telling me everything you see. There's someone in the house. Like, seriously. How is that voice convincing him to kill his family?
Like, it's not making a very good argument. It's just saying, catch him, kill him.
And it's working.
It's not, like, saying anything...
It's not feeding into, like, the subtle darkness that lies in man's heart. It's not, like, trying to convince him something. It's just, hey, kill him. You know you wanna.
Let's give an example. Dead man. Kill your landlord.
No.
Kill your landlord. Do it. Come on. You know you want to. Come on.
I really don't.
Come on.
They're nice people, and I can't afford to pay for this house or their cats.
According to this movie, that would work after a while.
Yeah. And, like, if we, you know, got to see more time of them spending in the house and, you know, of everything, instead of just, oh, hey, look, here's day one, here's some stuff. And then 2 weeks later, he's an asshole. Who decides to take a bath? Because, you know, that's what men do.
Baths are nice.
I don't like baths. I don't like, I like wallowing in my own filth, but not like that.
You need a deep tub for it, though.
Oh, Jesus. How many people are in that bathtub? Wait, what? What? Where's the blood?
Are you finally going to say, hey, I'm seeing weird shit?
Yeah. Wait.
Something is wrong with this house?
Does she not notice the blood? This isn't his number or anything. This is his name.
Yes, you are knucking futs.
Just smoke a lot of weed. This will calm you down.
Didn't work for the babysitter.
And the babysitter smoked it poorly. Like, seriously, did you see that baby bong? That is a baby-ass bong. Like, I've taken tokes out of, bongs, like, four times that size. And nothing. You need to go fucking deep.
Never mind.
Yeah. You need to, get the Cheech and Chong fucking dope, like, fucking doobie, and just smoke us some Labrador shit. That is, the ghost don't
kid
do it first.
Is far more responsible than the babysitter.
Yes. But he drank milk right into the jug, so you know he's evil. Bitch, close the window! Jesus Christ!
What the fuck is wrong with that child?
How?
You know what? Let's give Dr. Stone a couple patients, why don't we?
Yeah. But seriously, how? Have you tried climbing onto the roof of a house? It's not as easy as it sounds.
Yes. I have been on the roof of a house. Many houses.
Now, talk about, trying to climb like that. Like, she went out that... look at that.
Yes, I've done that as well.
When you were that young?
No.
Yeah. This tense moment brought to you by Converse.
If they're good enough for the doctor...
It's okay, Mom. Big Daddy trained me for this.
He's a contractor, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. But, you know, he told the kids to hold onto that ladder. So the kids actually let it go. You see, her, it makes a bit more sense the ghosts are convincing her so easily. Because, you know, it's a ghost the same age as her. And it's she's an idiot.
And she's been interacting with the ghost. The ghost has been her friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't yell up and just say, hey, I got her.
Yeah. Okay, at this point, psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Your kid needs help.
Yeah. And see? That makes sense!
That makes total sense.
But no, just catch up, kill him all. Okay. Demon bear. What's with that face?
It looks like someone farted in there.
Oh, God. Open a window or something when you're hotboxing this mudroom. Well, your dad might have been a dick, so he probably went to hell. Or limbo, who knows? Why is the kid being so emo right now? It's like, oh, my sister's trying to kill herself. Now that means I won't pay attention to me. Fucking hell. Wait, what? The second he turned that corner, his eyes changed. Wait, is that the demon alarm clock?
Yes, it is the demon alarm clock.
When did he bring that up from the basement? The passage of time, because fuck all of you. Okay, wait, what day is this? It was like, how long have they been in that house? Like they had the notion of putting in a day counter, well, quote unquote day counter. They did it twice and then never again. It's like we'd grown apart with my husband constantly threatening to beat my children. That's what grown apart means, right? It goes by the name of Jody. Psychiatrist.
Thank God she's religious. Religion solves everything.
Yep, unless it's flies. I live in their house. Well, you're a fucked lady. Look at his eyes. There is nothing subtle about the fact that he's turning evil. I missed. Does that kid own nothing but Kiss t-shirts?
I think Mom needs to get home. You never needed that before. You don't need his fucking hands on the log.
I need an adult. Wait, that was a different log. Oh God, I'm so tortured and possessed by demons. Wait, what? This...
We already watched this.
Yeah, and plus jump cuts on like home footage like that.
And that was a terrible effect.
Yeah, and what's with that blue line in the middle of the film? Bro, check the... Wait. Those contacts are horrible. You could see them move.
Mommy needs to spoon to somebody.
Yeah. Now touch me. I want an alarm clock like that. Just the numbers just tick down. I like those clocks.
So I'm guessing the priest was like, fuck you, lady. I'm going to do nothing for you.
The priest was like, well, you're in the fair house? Fuck that noise. I need to piss. Wait, he was sleeping with his belt on?
That'd be uncomfortable.
Wearing a belt is uncomfortable. He doesn't look evil anymore. I'm so confused.
I am too.
Like, is he actually possessed? Like, is this just his actual, like, consciousness going out there and stuff? Because he doesn't look evil. But now he is, I guess. Oh. Ricochet number 217. Dragging the axe behind you as you walk.
Here's Johnny.
Yep. He looks really white for Ryan Reynolds. Okay, so the house is trying to make him believe that his family is possessed by demons. But to kill the dog, it's just... he annoys me. Flawless plan. I smell a jump scare.
So they didn't just make the dog annoy him.
Yeah, but he was already going there to kill the dog. Why do they need to jump scare him into doing it? Oh my God, it was my dog! What is his first name?
Who, this guy?
Yeah, is it Harold?
George.
George. Why did I think Harold? Good Lord, look at those pants. Yes. Did you get it?
You should have had this discussion before he turned evil.
Yeah. They want to call a priest or, like, exorcise the place or something.
Or you could seek mental help.
Yeah. That wasn't a squeak, that was a creak. It looks like he just farted right there. I love to see the outtakes for this. Like, I always love seeing outtakes for really, like, serious quote-unquote movies. So just like, so like, I would love to see that scene where just like Ryan Reynolds just holds on to George's finger. They just, as she's pulling away, she just farts. Cause they'll all be dead. Just
kick him in the balls.
Yeah. He done gone and daddy did. You're first. I'm mad at you.
What's the matter with him? He raised a very valid point. The dog has never run away before.
Yeah. I guess she was mad.
I don't understand any of these characters.
Yeah. Maybe the kid was implying that he never ran away because George wasn't there before. Like, seriously, how long have they been together?
And why did no one notice him changing?
Yeah. Why did no one notice this really shitty screw job?
He's a contractor, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Mom! It's a rapist.
If you hear from my son, come back on Tuesday.
Yeah. If you hear first, he's available now. Why has no one bothered to fix that eye? You mean the stuffed animal, not the doll?
Wow, that's some zoom going on right there.
Aw, yeah.
Do you think they're doing this all behind Ryan Reynolds' back? Or could they just be like, hey man, you've been acting strange. And I know you don't want to hear this, but it's because of a demon possession. None of this will be seen as your fault. There'll be no consequences. So
no,
we're going to fix it.
No, kill you, damn it. So is he blessing the house or exorcising it?
I believe he is exorcising it.
You need permission to do that, don't you? Like, you gotta, like, contact the Vatican and say, hey, need a demon possession. Got demon possession. We need to exercise.
That's to do a human possession on a human host.
Ah. I guess buildings aren't important enough in the eyes of the church.
You can't.
Get
you
it?
You can't kill
get
a
it.
Building.
To get it? Demons.
Yeah, this seems like stupidity.
And it is. Yes. I shall stop the exorcism, stop mid-exorcism so that flies can eat me. Fuck this noise!
He's a messenger of God, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Fuck you. God is not equipped to handle this kind of anarchy. Did you see that zoom in?
Ryan Reynolds has his rape face on.
Did you see that zoom in? It was the cheesiest fucking shit ever. That is a shit chandelier. Well, nothing better on. Might as well watch this test screen. Yes, like the eyes of the.
Yeah, you know what? That was much better in The Haunting.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about that fucking remake either.
And actually, question. On the fridge, it was written as catch M, kill M. But the
voice
always saying,
is clearly saying catch them, kill them.
Exactly. And even when it was written, in blood, it was catch M, kill M. Now we have a fucking. Who's talking? Who's
really?
That voice?
That's the progression of 1 month.
At no time during that 2 weeks did you think, "Hey, maybe I should look into the murders." Yep, don't actually read anything.
Wow. There's an asshole in my parking lot.
Yeah. Eh? Ah! Oh my god, he has a beard. My husband has a beard. Ah! Wait, why did that one say catch am? Why is it with a K?
Because it's Pokemon.
Yeah, but Ketchum, isn't his name spelled like with a U-M at the end?
I don't know.
Well, if they were really being like fucking thing, his name would be Red. Don't do that, dude. You're gonna get all kinds of AIDS. See? All of the STDs are in that room. How did you not feel that? Of course. That does not look like the house at all.
Do the ghosts want him to find that room?
I guess. Wait a minute. What? You catch them social experiments. These people were not very sociable. Tommy was so here. Couldn't speak proper English. Well, hi, Danny. Ha 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 ha. How much better / worse / way worse would this be with Tommy Wiseau in the role of Ryan Reynolds?
Oh my god, would it be better?
Like, get out of this house! It's tearing me apart, house! Huh? He's a man of God. That is a bizarrely large library for that town. Or it might be just fine. We don't know. We've never seen the town. Well, howdy, y'all. Because there's like an evil priest living there, of course. It's full of flies. Native Americans. Yes, as we all know, slitting your throat makes you live forever. Try it, kids.
Why did you say this before?
Because he's a horrible person. Like, remember, Jeremiah Ketchum was a man of God. He hasn't changed his shirt in 2 weeks.
Why are you trusting him with this?
The phone was still connected when he ripped it out of the wall. And what is with the lightning causing everything to light up? We're just fine being totally not tied up or anything. We never seem to take the boat out. Oh, speak of the devil. What kind of dumbass does that?
Things are about to get very another in here.
Wait, what?
He's flipping back and forth.
Oh my god, she turned into a demon for a second. I gotta kill her. Oh my god, she turned back into a human for a second. I gotta save her. Yes! Yes!
Yes!
She's still got a great ass. Why? Jody told me to find the dead Indians. Well.
Well, he put a little bit more forethought into this than the last guy.
Just a bit. But don't fight back or anything. Kick him in the dick. Kick him in the dick. No, wait, stop, come back. This is so stupid.
This is incredibly stupid.
I just love all the shots of like Ryan Reynolds just being so fucking chill about everything and how stupid it all looks. Go out the window. Never mind. Wait, what?
Good thing you put those screws there.
Yeah, when he could have just put them in, you know, normally. Did you see the way he was punching him? Fucking limp wrist. Let go of my mommy. Yeah, fuck your mom. Smash the window. Ryan Reynolds, you know that a shotgun is a ranged weapon.
No, he forgot that.
Why are you cocking it
again? Oh, it's okay. It's okay. There's no shells in that shotgun. Because we didn't see one pop out when he cocked it. So there's no shells in that shotgun. It's unloaded. Everything's fine.
Never mind.
Never mind. Fuck anyway, you, whoever directed this movie.
Why did you blow a hole in the door? Like, you're supposed to, like, usually when you do that, you're supposed to, like, shoot the handle. So, you know, that way, the thing holding the door in place is no longer holding the door in place. This is safe.
Is Billy going to do a slide kick?
Nope. Pipe to the head. I've wanted to do that for so goddamn long.
Put your hands on the log, George.
Yeah. Now they won't be able to see my body heat. Wait, they just have a ladder on the side of their house?
Why haven't they used this before?
Why haven't they shown it before?
Deus Ex Machina ladder.
That. The kid can't jump for shit. Dudes, start running away. Once you get off the property, he'll go back to being normal. It's the house.
He's handing you the axe.
I didn't say turn the fuck around.
At this point, you pull the goddamn trigger.
Yeah. You see, I think these people would be a lot safe. I think, like, the house would be a lot better able to, like, complete their goals if they got everyone crazy, not just the husband. Let's just get everyone crazy. That way, it's more likely that one of them will just go fucking batshit and kill everyone.
Oh, hey! Someone did something intelligent.
Yeah, just fucking hit him in the back of the face with it. Now kill him, Mom! While you still can!
I'm sure they want to save him.
I was talking about Billy. Billy seems like the kind of guy who would just be like, Mom, kill him. You know you want to. Well, you know why I want to. Is this a dream?
Now you have a concussion, George.
Yep. Get him off of the property.
Why are you going to the boathouse?
Why aren't you going to,
I don't know, the nearest road?
Yeah.
To get help?
Have you not noticed that literally every time you've left the house, he's gotten better? Err. What? Oh, look, he's good again. Which is why I go to Rhodes! Yeah, who gives a fuck if your wheel? Who gives a fuck if your car's tires are slashed? She can still probably drive it for a little while before it crashes.
I guess she's going to have to explain to her kids how George isn't actually a bad guy.
Well, just that conversation. It's like, guys, George is an evil who just possessed by demons. Like, no, Mom, you're lying. We gotta kill him. Billy, shut the fuck up.
Wait, Billy, you being a little douchebag wasn't caused by the house? What do you mean, little douchebag?
Billy's possessed. We can't save him. Throw him all over the side. Now, let's go. They dried off real quick.
Keep going.
Why do I smell oranges? Now you see, now you test the theory. You drive back into range of the house and see if it goes crazy again. Then you just start going back and forth. Crazy, not crazy. Crazy, not crazy. Crazy, not crazy. It's very simple. It's science. After 28 days, Lutz family fled Amityville, but never returned for their personal possessions. Well, thanks. Now you're broke and don't have any clothing. Hi, little girl. You were pointless. Wait, what?
I don't get it.
Were they living the same 28 days over and over again? Were they actually there for more than 28 days? What is the purpose of that? Oh, God, that was stupid. Fuck you, Andrew Douglas.
All of that was stupid. Fuck you as well, Scott Kosar.
And of course, fuck you, Michael Bay. And Sandor Cern and Michael Bay.
Well, Sandor Cern wrote the original movie, which wasn't terrible for me hating ghost movies.
Fuck you, Michael Bay.
By the way, I fucking hate ghost movies, and this is officially my least favorite.
It's terrible. Like, I'm actually indifferent to ghost movies. Like, if they're done well, I'm fine. But I fucking hate this movie. Oh, God. So thank you all for joining us. Be sure to come back next week and be watching the Friday the 13th remake.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, I've also seen that one, too. And it's much like the Freddy, it's much like the Nightmare on Elm Street movie, where there are glimpses of something that could have been good, but all dope, but all, like, fucking dragged down by Michael Bay. And it being horrible. So, until that time, another dead man.
Bovey Wan.
We'll see you guys next time.